It's The Brush back on WSMIRadio.com with Jenkins and Kay Hirsch, David Jenkins, Kyle Hirschelman with you today. It's a great day. We're halfway through the football season, I think, essentially, almost halfway. Over halfway, yeah, because the 9 weeks is what it is. So,
roughly 55.5% repeating.
I don't know. I've not done legitimate math since college.
Nine
or since high school.
Divided by nine is easy. You know, it's just that number, like repeating up to 10.
You're a better man than I. Well, I couldn't even tell you that. So I know tens and fives, so and thirds. So yeah, because it's either 0.3 or 0.6. So
that's a good start.
Yeah,
that's a good start. So
I guess quarters too. Quarters would be 0.25. I don't know.
Fractions.
We've already done more math on this episode than we ever will need to.
I'm all about the math, you know. Stats.
I loved math growing up, but
stats and things like that. Yeah.
That's why.
Speaking of stats,
that's why baseball is my favorite sport, because there's so much. There's so many stats. I mean, there's stats in everything, but baseball. Seems like there's more of it in that sport than anything else. But yeah. Speaking of stats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to see a pretty good high school football game on Friday when you were at Litchfield.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. Very competitive. Was 33-33 with about 8.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Just really a well-played game. Maybe not on the defensive end as much, because both teams, you know, scored a lot. But that's kind of been the... What's been happening this
That's
year
happening
in the
more in
South
football
Central?
In general, yeah.
I think I heard today that there's only been one shutout this year in the South Central.
Has there really?
Yeah. So, Hillsboro shut out Roxana 28-0.
That's right.
So
that's right.
So I think that's the only one we've had this year. So it's been a year for the offense.
It has. I mean, you look at a game like Carlinville and Pena a couple weeks ago, where both those defenses were really good going into the game, and Carlinville put up I think it was 58 or 50 something, and Pena scored 30 something. So
yeah, so 80 points in the first two games, or between two teams is pretty good. So
yeah,
but yeah, the Greenville Litchfield game was a nice one. Moss from Christian Moss from Greenville rushed for over 300 yards.
Carried, it's always over 1,000 already on the year.
Yeah, carried the ball 43 times.
That's a lot for a Greenville team.
And they had 60 plays.
Wow.
So whenever you think, I mean, that's a lot of work for him. But you know, I think they saw an area where they could excel and where they can do well, and I think they took advantage of it.
Yeah. In Litchfield, it's been a while since they've beaten. It's safe to say Greenville's had their number over the years. It's been since 2003 that Litchfield has beaten the Comets.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Greenville's just been dominant since then.
Yeah, and Litchfield played really well. They gave up a 56-yard pass on the first play from scrimmage, and you thought, man, this is going to be a long game. But after that, they kind of settled down. They got a big interception from DeAndre Holloway. In the second series, after they went 3-and-out, and that turned into a touchdown, and they've really, like I said, they kind of pulled it together and figured things out. So
saw they were down 41-33 with like 5 minutes left in the game, had a chance to tie it.
Yeah, got intercepted in the end zone on a nice pick. Can't remember the kid's first name. Last name's Hunter. But, you know, kind of swooped in. It would have been about an 18-yard touchdown. Sam Painter had Chase Lauderdale in the back of the end zone, and he kind of swooped in and picked it off. So, but, you know.
We covered that game. Tim Meisen, Carl DeBar called it for us, and Tim said had Sam been healthy, fully healthy, he may have run that in, or may have tried to run it in. From that distance,
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. It would have been another weapon.
If he would have ran it, he was, like I said, he was 18 yards away.
Was he 18? I thought he was 7 is what I'd heard.
No.
Okay.
No, it was 18.
Okay.
I think so, at least. I'm not sure, but he was, no, it was.
Well, it would have definitely added another element.
It was closer to a 20-yard pass, okay. and there were several Greenville defenders in the way.
Was that a fourth down heave by chance?
No, okay. It was third down. Mm. So, yeah.
And then, obviously, Greenville scored again to put it out of reach. Yeah, good game. Pretty good week of high school football. Odd week, honestly, because, I mean, if we're being completely honest, I don't think a lot of people expected that kind of outcome. I don't think a lot of people expected that game to be that close. What else was there? Oddities. Southwestern had a 20-7 lead over Vandalia with like 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and then I guess Vandalia showed up and ended up winning like 45-26 or something like that.
Yeah, Vandale is good.
Yeah, they're good.
So,
for Southwestern to build a 21-7 lead was just kind of shocking in the first half.
Yeah. There's a lot of parity in there. I still think that, you know, Carlinville's kind of on top with with Pena and Vandalia kind of nipping at their heels. And a solid Greenville team, too.
I expected Hillsboro to beat Gillespie. I didn't expect Hillsboro to beat Gillespie 55-8 or Drake Payton to have 3 touchdowns in his second high school football game ever.
He's athletic.
He is.
So
he is.
You know, I don't really expect much of anything. Yeah. I just kind of let stuff happen.
Yeah.
And see where the chips fall, you know. I'm about facts.
Well, yeah. So. Yeah, it's going to make that Greenville-Hillsboro game very interesting here in a couple or a few weeks, whenever it is.
Yeah, it should be a good one.
I don't know where it is. It was at Hillsboro last year, but that doesn't matter anymore since the schedule reshuffled.
And I'm looking forward to the Hillsboro-Pena game this week, too. Should be a good one, as well as Litchfield and Gillespie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's two teams that you know, need to –
they're both kind of rebuilding.
Wins are nice, so I mean, anytime you win is nice. But you know, you got to think that the next 2 weeks. I think I looked it up. I can't remember what exactly. I think the teams that Litchfield has played the last 3 weeks are a combined like 14-2, so that's by far their toughest.
Litchfield still has
3-game stretch.
I think they have Pena and Hillsboro left.
That's the last 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
But their next 2 weeks are Gillespie and Roxana. So that's, you know, you got to think with that's going to be their best chances. I mean, they always play well against Hillsboro just because of a rivalry. But, you know, wins are hard to come by.
Still a heck of a way for the season to end.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah. In the same conference, Auburn kind of took it to North Mac, which I didn't expect either. That just kind of kept with the oddities of it, because Auburn was scuffling, essentially fighting for their playoff lives because they had 3 losses, still haven't played Moreau Forsyth. They went up and put up 50-some-odd points on North Mac, and that was all she wrote. So,
yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Auburn's good.
They are good. Well, don't underestimate Dave Bates.
They have a lot of sophomores, and you know, whenever you can kind of get them more playing time and more experience, you know, it'll just take a little bit longer for them to find their edge.
There's a reason they haven't missed the postseason in over 20 years.
Yeah,
they're good. They're good, and they're a well-run program.
Yep.
Also, this weekend in other sports, the Lincolnwood Soccer Invitational happened.
Yeah.
Or it also happened last week.
It was throughout the week. It was Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. 3 Montgomery County schools, Lincolnwood, Litchfield, and Hillsboro, along with Gillespie as well. Going into Saturday, it was Lincolnwood and Hillsboro had both had 2 wins. Had beaten Litchfield and Gillespie each to kind of set up like a de facto championship game. Hillsboro came away with a 3-0 win. They've got a nice team. They're starting to kind of click. They had a little bit of a slow start, but are really playing well. They have a solid defense. I think Dylan Louie's got about 9 shutouts on the season this year. Has only given up more than 2 goals twice.
Wow.
So good senior goalkeeper. Joe Mattson, Ashton Walden, Jake Holcomb. I know I'm missing one more in the back, but they form a pretty good base. Mitchell Beck up top's got 23 goals, for at least 23 goals. I'm missing one game from my stats, but he's got 23 goals on the season, which is toward the top of the area for sure. Grant Hamby, who also kicks for the football team, very good facilitator. But all in all, they just played really well. So. And also, they lucked out. They have a slightly better draw in the regionals than some of the other ones do. They're not that it's going to be easy. They go to Altamont, and they'll face, if the seeds play out, they'll face Effingham St. Anthony, a team that beat them 1-0 earlier in the season.
Have they announced seedings for soccer?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
They'll play Effingham St. Anthony in the championship game of the regional if they both make it that far. But yeah, they're headed to Altamont. Sacred Heart, Griffin, Newton, and Lincolnwood are all – and Litchfield are all at Raymond, so in the Lincolnwood regional. So they actually have the pairing set too.
Okay, they do have the pairing set. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
But it'll be interesting. Litchfield plays Macon Meridian. And then the winner plays Newton, who is the top seed in the subsectional. So,
okay.
So they'll have their hands full. Newton's supposed to be a pretty good club. So Lincolnwood got kind of a rough deal on that. They got seeded 4th, which normally wouldn't really matter, but they put the 1 and the 4 seeds together.
That's right.
St. Anthony seeded them below to Topless, who has 2 wins this year. Slightly fishy on that, but whatever gets you to bed at night, I guess.
I'm just taking a look at some of the matchups here. Obviously mentioned in the Altamont regional, you said Altamont at T-Town, or not at T-Town, they'll be playing, or is that, do they play it, is that how they do it for soccer in the opening, like the play?
If it says at, like the lowest seeds, okay, that's that they play, like
similar baseball,
it's
then,
like kind of like a play-in game,
okay,
type thing. So but Altamont's field's really nice.
Yeah.
Hillsboro has a little bit of experience there. They went there and played Beardstown a year or two ago.
If they can win that game, they'll be hosting their own regional, so we'll see. Altamont, that is, not
yeah,
Hillsboro,
Altamont
but
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Altamont's an okay team. They were beaten by Lincolnwood earlier this year, yeah. So... But Hillsboro should have a good shot of making it to a regional championship, and they probably have the capabilities to beat St. Anthony. It'll just be interesting whether they do that or not.
Well, and I assume the winner of the Altamont regional will play the winner of the Lincolnwood regional. I assume that's how.
I don't think it does. If you go up,
is it gonna be Carlinville?
Go up a little bit.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Carlinville plays Altamont. Lincolnwood plays
what they usually do. Altamont and the Lincolnwood regionals were both in the same subsectional.
That's right.
So then they cross
those
with the other subsectionals. So.
So Carlinville winner against the Altamont winner. So that would be Gillespie, Staunton, and Carlinville amongst our area teams against Altamont, which would be Hillsboro and Pena, really.
Yeah.
And then in the other matchup of the sectional semifinal, it'd be Litchfield or Vandalia or Lincolnwood against North Mac. Southwestern's in our area too.
I was gonna say that's only if those teams are in there. There's a lot of higher seeds up there that
aren't
necessarily.
I'm just
in
talking
our
about
area.
Our
yeah,
area
yeah,
teams.
They're not really in our area, but Newton's going to provide a tough test for anybody that they play. As well as Sacred Heart Griffin, even though they're a little bit lower on the seedings.
Yeah, they're 5. That's rough.
They've played a lot of 3A teams. They have a good program.
Boy,
they've had a good program for a long time. So.
That is a rough opening match for Lincolnwood if they win.
Yeah.
Or is that right? winner of match two. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That would be match two. So, yeah.
Yep.
That's
so
rough.
Yeah, it's, you know, Lincolnwood's got some good players, though. They have a strong defensive core and Zach Weiland, homecoming king Zach Weiland from Nokomis. Tanner Milberg, Evan Hopper, Natalia Cena, you know, some of those kids. Cody Nodal also plays in the back sometimes. So they're a pretty good squad. They've had some trouble scoring, but have some ability in that too, especially with Keaton Horrigs. You know, he has a lot of potential to score when he wants to, but you know, it's going to be a tough road for him. Like I said, Hillsborough also has a tough road. You know, Litchfield, this is the third year in a row that they played Macon Meridian, the first year that they will play them at their home field. So
they ought to be familiar.
That's nice for them. So,
and they don't have to travel very far either. Just go to Lincolnwood afterwards if they win.
So. Yeah, so. But it'll be nice for them. Hopefully, see them. They ended up winning their final game at the tournament. They beat Gillespie. Keaton Monroe.
Yeah.
Had four goals, all four goals. So I'm not sure. I know three goals is a hat trick. I'm not sure if that's some sort of really fancy hat or what.
Four, like a sombrero.
Yeah, possibly.
Strikeouts
like
is a golden sombrero.
Golden sombrero. Yeah. So maybe like an ascot or something. Maybe some other accessory.
Could be.
Or an eye patch.
Could be. You know, pocket square.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know, something classy.
Yeah. Should adopt it as the pocket square.
The pocket square.
Yeah, the golden pocket square. You score four goals.
I like it.
Gillespie is at Staunton for that opening round game. That's part of the Carlinville Regional. Winner of that one will take on Beardstown. So
Beardstown also usually good. They lost several of their top players to graduation. A lot of them are playing at Lincolnland right now, actually. But a very good program that they've built up. They have a very diverse program. They have a lot of the players.
Should mention, you probably already did, they are the top seed in their subsectional.
Yeah,
so
that's what I've kind of figured. So, but
Greenville is another one. They're a separate side altogether. Same super sectional, but different sectional. They're hosting their own regional. They will be playing Altoff Catholic in their first game. On their home field.
I don't.
So they have that advantage.
I don't know a whole lot about Altoff Catholic, but I don't like the sound of that.
Well, they're the top seed. Yeah. Altoff Catholic, the top seed in the subsectional.
Yeah. So
Roxana's a four. They'll be taking on Westland, also in the Greenville Regional. So there's that.
Yeah, Roxana's got a good club. You know, they got beat by Hillsborough. Hillsborough right now has the kind of the edge in the South Central Conference as far as soccer goes, but they still have a few games left to play. They play Litchfield, they play Pena, and then I believe either tonight or tomorrow they will play Carlinville in a game that was rescheduled. Got lightened out at over Labor Day, so should be a good game for them. That's probably their toughest conference game left. So
yeah. East Alton Motiverse six seed in the Alton Marquette Regional. That seems kind of low.
Yeah, that's about right.
Is it?
Yeah, they're hit and miss. So
okay.
Yeah.
They'll be taking on Father McGivney in their first match.
Father McGivney is also a good school.
They're three.
Good team this year. I don't know if they played East Alton Wood River at the Carlinville tournament, but I know they finished higher than them. So.
Well, they'll be seeded three. McGivney will be, and they're playing six seeded Wood River, so that doesn't really matter which one is seeded which if they're playing each other. Marquette's the two seed in that regional. They'll be playing the winner of Metro East Lutheran and Lebanon. Harrisburg Regional, really no area teams. The Breeze Central Regional's got Breeze Central's the top seed. Mount Carmel's four, Valmire six, Christar Rock Lutheran 10, Carlisle 7. So yeah, that sectional's at Freeburg. All feeding into a super sectional where the site is to be announced. We'll see if we have a team make it that far.
To be announced still.
Yep. That's what it says. Here we are, Monday, September 25th, if you are listening on this day, and they have not decided a super sectional site. So
great.
We'll see.
That's amazing.
Yep.
You know.
Looks like none of them are announced, really.
Yeah.
I mean, here's one, not announced, to be announced, to be announced. Lyle Benedictine is hosting one.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Way to step up to the bar, Lyle Benedictine.
Peoria Christian is another one. So, yeah, it looks like...
Well, hopefully it's not in, like, Europe. Yeah. So...
Looks like there are four super sectional sites, and two of them have not been named yet.
Well, that's a 50-50 shot.
This is true.
So...
How about some volleyball? Have they announced their pairings or anything yet?
I'm not sure.
I can find out.
I don't think so. Lincolnwood...
Nope. Next Thursday, it looks like.
Lost to Lutheran this week. Nokomis lost to a very nice Staunton team. Hillsboro defeated Litchfield on the 21st. Mm-hmm. So that's around Montgomery County for volleyball. They'll be playing in the Hillsboro and Lincolnwood will be playing in the Morrisonville tournament this weekend. Yep. So
for volleyball, as far as regionals are concerned, in 1A, Lincolnwood will either be at Greenfield or Pawnee for their regional. As will Nokomis. They are also in that subsectional, as is Morrisonville. Other teams in that subsectional, Carrollton, Edinburgh, Franklin, Greenview, Mount Pulaski, and Springfield Calvary. Mount Olive, a chance they will be either at Lebanon or Metro East Lutheran. Bunker Hill also in that subsectional. Looks like that's about all of our area. Mulberry Grove in that subsectional as well. And that's pretty much all of our area teams for 1A. So, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, too, whenever we were talking about football, you said in the comments, Ben Marley became the all-time tackles leader.
I saw that. We mentioned that on...
For Nokomis.
Sports Saturday. Yeah.
Broke Bud Foster's record, so...
I believe I credited you with the tweet, so...
Nice accomplishment there. You know, Bud sent him a direct message on Twitter to congratulate him, you know, and... And
seems like he did that quickly too, because I thought he might have got it towards the end of the season, based on how season totals usually are. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Just what I know.
I didn't know what the record was. So
well, I think it was. I thought it was something like 90 something is what Dave Kane said coming into the year.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember either.
Ben's good.
He's
so
good.
Ben's also a really good kid. So
seems like he's been there a while.
Gave a lot of credit to his teammates and. And like I said, he'll be going into the Air National Guard, so help
good for him.
Pay for school and things like that. So, like I said, wish him nothing but the best.
Absolutely. Anytime you break a record that belongs to Bud Foster in football, that's pretty
neat.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So, also, the South Central Conference golf tournaments, one of them is going on right now.
As we speak?
So, yeah. Hey. So, that's where I'm headed as soon as we get done here.
All right.
Indian Springs, Hillsboro, got to be a favorite for one of them.
You would think.
You know, or for the team overall team title. They haven't lost anybody, haven't really, besides Alden Marquette, haven't mm-hmm. really been within 10 strokes of anybody. But some other good teams are Litchfield, Roxana, you know, some really good individual players. Scott Anderson from Roxana, Alex Bishop from Litchfield.
We've talked about Hillsboro Golf basically every week and how good they are. You wonder how much people are sick of hearing about them because they're so good. But they're very good. And we were talking to Litchfield golf coach Dan Newkirk on Saturday, and he mentioned that even if he doesn't have a golfer at state, he'll probably go up to the state tournament just to watch Hillsboro play.
They have potential to finish very high.
Yeah.
So
assuming they get there, I should say.
And he'll have a golfer at state too. Alex Bishop.
Right.
You know, he's one of the better golfers
in the
area.
I didn't want to jinx anything.
So, yeah.
That's who he said specifically, but I didn't want to jinx anything.
He would have to have the worst round of his year. In order not to make it.
Yeah.
So, and not only that, he would have to, you know, do that either regionals or sectionals, you know. So, I mean, he'd have to play very poorly. He's very Alex Bishop's very well prepared, you know, and has come up big in a lot of situations. He's won a tournament this year. He won sectionals last year, you know, in a group that had Hillsboro in it. So he has the ability to do to put up those kind of low numbers. So he's, you know, definitely one of the favorites to win the conference title today too.
Yeah, how about that? You will be You'll be covering Litchfield this Friday for football. Is that at Gillespie or is that at Litchfield?
It's at Gillespie.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Always look forward to going over to Gillespie. It's, I think last time I was there, some of the pterodactyl size mosquitoes about carried me off. But
didn't that happen at Vandalia a couple weeks ago?
Vandalia is awful. I mean, I love Vandalia. Vandalia is great.
Mosquitoes are
great
awful.
People. Mosquitoes, bad. Bad mosquitoes. So, yeah, bugs like me, though.
Got to be careful with that, too. I think they contracted. They found one with West Nile, I believe, in Madison County.
Eh. Well, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I put on bug spray. So that's about the extent of it. I'm not going to walk around in a tent.
Yeah.
So
I also do want to mention the sites or the assignments for the volleyball 2A, since we did mention 1A. This is feeding into the Nashville sectional, subsectional B. Teams include, in our listening area, Carlinville, who's hosting a regional. Also will be Gillespie, Hillsboro, Litchfield, Southwestern, and Staunton. In that subsectional, they will be joined by teams out of the listening area, including Marquette, out of the immediate listening area, coverage area, I should say. Marquette, Carlisle, Nashville, and Trenton Westglen. So Carlinville and DuPo, the regional hosts in that subsectional. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple good volleyball teams around. You know, Hillsboro's been playing pretty well lately. You know, they have the ability to do some things, and same with Lincolnwood. Lincolnwood hosted their super sectional this year. So
Vandalia's getting that super, so not too far from home.
No, and Vandalia's a great place to do it. Their gym's awesome. So
it's been a while since I've been there.
And they got a good team too. You know, they finished third in their tournament behind Hillsboro. So they didn't get a chance to play the toppers in that tournament. So, but it should be fun.
They'll be in a completely different subsectional, different sectional. They will either be at Kansas or Shelbyville.
Kansas
is what it says.
I don't even know where that's at.
I don't either. Never heard of it.
I mean, I've heard of the state.
Well, right, but not. I didn't know there was a Kansas, Illinois. And that sectional will be in Robinson, which I do know where that is.
Oh, no. So,
that's a trek.
Yeah.
Pena is also in that subsectional, by the way, as is Central A&M. Central A&M's 2A. How about that?
Yeah.
What's the deal there? Are they? Have they?
I
always
don't
know. Been 2A for volleyball? Seems odd.
Probably.
Seems odd.
Jeez. Robinson's gym is fantastic, and I'm glad that they put in to host things, because obviously, as you can see from the soccer super sectional, you know, not everybody puts in the host things.
Mm-hmm.
But Robinson is in freaking Indiana.
Yeah.
And it's a long way to go.
It's basketball country.
So it's a long ways to go.
That's where Myers Leonard played basketball.
It is. Yeah. Yep.
I remember because my family's from Olney, Illinois, and we were down visiting my grandparents one year, and Olney East Richland. It was East Richland High School at the time, and they were taking on Robinson. And we went to Joe's Pizza, which is right next door to the high school, and it packed school because, you know, Myers Leonard's playing tonight at Olney. Okay.
Yeah, Hillsboro played Myers Leonard at the St. Anthony tournament.
Did they?
Christmas tournament a while ago. I got a really nice picture of Tony Simmons getting dunked on. Which Tony wasn't a big guy anyway, so yeah. but
was like
Myers was.
Litchfield and Carlinville and all those area teams played against Mike Tisdale and Riverton a few years back too.
Yeah, Myers Leonard was much more impressive than Mike Tisdale. Mike Tisdale looked like a baby giraffe. Myers Leonard looked like an NBA player.
Leonard was a more legitimate pro prospect.
Yeah,
Tisdale was a pretty good. He was a great high school player. Pretty good college player, but Myers Leonard actually had pro potential.
Yeah,
because he was a post player. I mean, Tisdale was a 7-footer, 7-foot wing player essentially, who couldn't handle the ball.
Yeah,
and that's just what he was. He could shoot three, couldn't handle the ball, and he was 7 foot. So he was just, I mean, that's what he was. Sorry if he's listening.
Got his schooling paid for. So
that's right.
Good for him. Like I said, really good ball player. So
at a
you
place
know,
that's
been
not
fun.
Cheap.
So
it's not cheap to go to U of I.
It's not cheap to go anywhere.
It's true.
So,
but for a state school,
going to
Klein
College.
Well,
Barber school.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got. We pretty much covered all the sports.
I'd say we ran through it a little quick today.
You got a place to get, got a place to be today.
Yeah, with golf coming up, I probably
should.
We didn't
mention anything about cross country.
They ran again.
They ran again.
Yeah.
And they'll be running again.
Litchfield will have their first and only home meet of the season tomorrow at Lake Lou Yeager. So yeah. It's always a nice little meet. You don't have a whole lot of meets, cross country meets, it seems like, anymore.
Probably not much of a spectator sport either.
It can be.
Can it be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, they'll have quite a few people out there, but...
where do you go to watch? Like,
stand along the course.
Okay. I don't know anything about cross-country.
Start line, finish line, you know, but at the regional and sectional, there's a lot of people there.
I don't know anything.
Which, if you think about it, you know, I mean, just if only parents and like one sibling, say if you average two people per participant, that's 300, you know, 300-400 people there, so...
I just don't know anything about it or about the course or the courses in the area or like how it's set up. You said it's at Lake Lou Yeager. I don't know.
It's just like a 5K course. You know, they just run down the street. A lot of them, you know, are around the start line or the finish line. You know, the course kind of crisscrosses around. So it's not exactly a spectator sport, but it's still a really nice event. So, yeah. I mean, okay. So I will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
One of five events I'm trying to cover in the next two days.
Boy. So. Is this some sort of concerted effort, some sort of goal you were trying to set?
Stupidity.
Hey, it's a personal goal.
Absolutely.
Would that be a record for you, five events in one day?
No, it's 2 days.
Oh, 2 days, okay.
Not necessarily if you consider like tournaments and stuff. So,
what's the most locations you've been to in one day?
I don't know.
Like different towns.
I went from North Greene to Morrisonville to...
Oh, that's fun.
Litchfield, I think, one time. So,
yeah, it's a trek.
During the Christmas season. So
it's a trek. North Greene is its own... It's a whole different country, pretty much.
I like to challenge myself.
There you go. Setting your expectations high or your ambitions high.
Absolutely.
That'll do it for this edition of The Brushback here on WSMI Radio. You can join us next Monday afternoon and every Monday afternoon. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, at BrushbackWSMI, follow Kyle at JN Sports, and me at DJenkinsWSMI. And we'll see you next week, I guess.
Follow David around.
Follow me around town if you want.
Wherever he's at.
Follow Kyle around the state or around the central Illinois area since he's pretty much everywhere.
I'm trying to be.
Go to one of the five events he's at
there
over the next 2 days.
Go to all five.
There you go.
It should be fun.
We'll see you next week.